Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
This Walsh.
10 matches down, 7 matches to go. How are you feeling?
So good. How are you?
We are in, we are in the shit. That's what they say. Oh, yeah. I just shaved this morning. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what they say in World War One in the trenches?
Yeah, we're in the shit a little bit. I had to shave for it. It's that big of an occasion, you know? How you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah, good. You know, worked Monday. Everything's so good. Monday's great. Great day. Great day to be alive.
What a day.
What a fucking day. And yeah, my team's, you know, just chugging along, staying bad. No big deal.
Punching in
I'm
the ticket.
On 54 points with my hit included. So that's, you know, exactly how I drew it up.
What's the hit?
You know, it's whatever. It's more of the same.
Who'd you bring in? What's up?
Oh, I brought in Diang, fucking mess, Pereira, mess, the bad one, the one, well, they were both, actually the good one this week, hey, the West Brom one. I brought Maja, who fucking had one chance that he, that he missed.
He had a few chances.
Yeah, he had one big chance.
And then a couple half chances.
That's a couple, maybe one third chances, not one half chances.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, you know. And then I brought in Ariola, the tit man, for the bench boost. So, you know, bench boost, good. It's a good thing when you bench boost for a double. They got Tarco and me, 0-0. So I'm doing good. Everything's going well. They did all the things. And, you know, I'm all over the place right now. I realize that. I realize that to you, Alon, and also to you, listener. But it's fine. Everyone's having fun. It's fun.
It's maximal chaos right now. Yeah.
But I have 15 to go. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot, although it'll probably be more like 12 or 13, but that's still a lot.
Yeah, probably like one of the city center backs and some other random shit, but we'll see.
That might actually be the only one. I might get 14, it looks like, probably.
Yeah, I don't even see who else is like a shout to be rested for
really
you.
No one, yeah. So but that'll be good. So I should get 14 out. Diash or Stones, one of the Laporte will play for one of them probably, right, against Wolves. So. Okay, what about you?
You'll get around at least 14 points plus. That'll be good.
Thanks.
That's just how the week's going, man. I'm also minus 8, so I'm on 59, including my hit. Even more of a disaster of a bench boost with Pope 1, Dallas 2, Saka 0, Harrison Reed, my lord and savior, with 3, hauling. Without him, I'd be totally fucked. But
so you have 6 plus the 2 fixtures for them. So you're going to be on. If Pope cleans, it's fine. The bench boost is good. If he doesn't, then it was not a good bench boost.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I cap Bruno, which so far so bad, but he has Palace. I brought in. I fucking at the back.
Tell me.
Emmy 10, Diaz 10, Stones 10, Regs I brought in 10.
How many?
So many tens.
Ten.
So many mics. I brought in Rags. I brought in Kane. I brought in Reed.
I feel like it's like, you know, they have like the shooting gallery games at the carnivals when it's just like, pew, pew. It's like, ten, 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 ten.
Yeah, that's kind of how it feels. Yeah.
Good job.
It hurts my throat to do that, but it's good. Yeah, they're getting
and
points.
And Tarko, gentle lover, assisting Rags' assist. Just continuing to nudge it over just, to your friend.
Yeah, friends.
From one pod partner to the other.
We get by with a little help from our former FPL guys, aka our friends. Yeah, so that's okay. We'll see. I mean, Bruno Cap, weirdly a differential with so many people on Kane and shit. So that'll be a huge thing for my week, as usual. But up a little bit as of now.
Okay. Cool.
Three straight greens as of now. You know?
Really fun. Mm-hmm. FPL, fun game. Game today was fun.
Yeah, big city stuff tomorrow. We'll see. There's so much more action to go. It's kind of ridiculous. But on that note, not going to update the leagues because we're only halfway through the game week. So let's go on.
Okay.
Where would you like to begin?
It's only one place to begin today.
Is that the Tottenham Hotspurs?
The Tottenham Hotspur, the Gamecocks.
We got a few questions. Okay. One kind of answers the rest, but Ray said, pick one, Bale versus Son. Al said, is a Kane, Son, Bale triple up viable or too much? And then Chucky coming in with the clarity. He said, historically, there have been very few premium assets that are regularly subbed at 60 to 70 that were worth their price tags, Kuhn being the prime example. With that in mind, is Bale a massive trap? Burnley have looked absolutely dreadful last two games, and most of the time this season, Spurs don't look like scoring more than one or two, although recently they look better. It feels like maybe the stars aligned for Bale Hall, but he's still likely a poor FPL asset.
Look at he doesn't need us. Dude.
Chucky knows.
Tio just goes in here and just puts it out. Just that's his catharsis. He just
sips
just type out my thoughts.
Yeah, he sips the meat.
Away.
He has a potato. Maximum
Who's
clarity.
My second favorite player on my team? Captain. How high am I going to fly this week? Very high. It's easy
Very
game for
fucking
him.
High.
Easy game for that man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to watch them.
Oh, it was the most since Moo came in, probably. Like, they were,
well,
they looked
no,
so
I mean,
great.
The Ralph sabotage game was really fun.
Sure,
that was
fair, hilarious.
But
they were great. They were sick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the personnel change did wonders, but the thing that I was like the most impressed with was Lukasz. Honestly, I think I was watching that game with Derek or someone, and I've never seen Lukasz playing so deep and driving the ball forward, like dribbling the ball forward. I mean, Burnley were spaced out like fucking spreading the cheeks of all of their orifices all the time.
We
but,
have to like, you know, how, like. Lombardi always talks about live betting against like Goff when he's making golf
face.
Yeah, when
Burnley give up a goal.
Yeah,
live
Burnley
bet
give up a goal within the first
they're not
5 to 8 minutes. They're going to lose by like at least three.
At least three. If they're playing someone half competent.
Yeah.
But Lukasz driving the ball forward was insane. Burnley could not deal with him at all. And they were blazing. They didn't have 2.5 attackers anymore. They had like 3 to 5, sort of.
Yeah.
It was nice, you know. And the thing that's nice about it is, you know, you look at their fixtures, and we're going to know a lot more by next game week. The Fulham game is going to be really big, but we'll come on to that. But, you know, if you're looking at some of these fixtures and he's going to actually play Bale, then they're not just like a 1 to 2 goal team anymore.
Yes.
So that's something that we'll have to judge. But the Fulham game to me is going to be the real telltale because, you know, Burnley, they can't play from behind. They can't chase games. They're still playing Vidra somehow. And, you know, they gave up a goal in the first minute. So, you know, the stars aligned there for Spurs to do the things. But
and like Pope was kind of bad.
Yeah,
and
Pope
was kind of
shaky.
Bad.
Worst game of his career.
They
career.
Were just such a fucking mess. It was ridiculous, yeah.
But Fulham are going to be a much better test because if he plays the same lineup more with maybe he'll do a fullback change or something because he can't obviously can't play unchanged. Mourinho has not done that this year like once, I don't think.
Hopefully Regs keeps the spot.
Yeah, hopefully he should do. But that'll be fitness. But I think the Fulham game is like an actual competent defense with like a manager who knows how to play tactically and stuff. So if they are creating chances against Fulham, then you can get excited.
I agree.
But right now, I think it's still one of those where the Burnley did the Burnley things, and they just were putting it on a plate for them. So if they go to Fulham and they don't create, and they maybe it's like a 1-0 or something, then I would temper back to like, that was fool's gold, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, Fulham conceded 3 goals to Everton in game week 9. Since that, they haven't conceded more than 2. The only times they conceded 2 were at City, at West Brom, which is like, okay, and which I think was 2 pens, and home Leicester. That's it. Oh, and home United. So it's like they just concede 1 goal or no goals every game. It's a very organized, very good defense.
What about you? What did you see?
I agree with that. I mean, it's funny that we were talking about how much better Kane is looking and feeling than Son, because then Son pulls out that kind of game and you're just like, damn, Son, still really good. You know, so
I didn't need that on wild card.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think Son is like, okay, keep him after that performance?
The thing is, I mean, Mu is a notorious liar, but even he was like, I can't play it. He's like, I want to play Bale every game, and I can't play Bale every game. And there were a few times even in that match where Bale was like hobbling, looking like a 75-year-old. So, you know, there's going to be plenty more weeks where they don't really have much of an attack, and it's kind of rough. They're still just so good. Kane and Son, still so good.
Yeah, Son's still good.
Yeah, they're both just so good. And Son with the avenues, which he, I feel like he hasn't had that any other season he's played.
Corners are nice,
corners and shit, like just sneaking these assists. Like
periodical assists.
Yeah, that just makes him so much better. I mean, he has 13 assists as max before was 9 in 16-17.
He's 8 assists, but
he has 8 assists?
He had 13 last year.
Oh, he had 13 last year. Never mind. Fuck me.
Yeah. No, he's usually, but you know, he gets the side passes on the counter assists. But I mean, but not the set piece ones, really.
I respect everyone who got Bale this week, because it did seem obvious he was going to start after the rumblings and the, you know, not your playing Europa and all that shit. Yeah. And so, I mean, he earned it. He looked fucking amazing at moments. Yeah. He looked like old Bale, but I don't know. Yeah.
The only thing, though, is like, you know, we'll see the Fulham, but Palace, joke game. But then Arsenal and Villa are real games. So it's going to be tough for me to really talk myself into that he's going to do the Bale thing and play only in Doms and Hoge holding against the good teams. You know? And then they play Newcastle, which is a good one.
Attackers in a top half of the table match just seems extremely unrealistic. Yeah.
So that's a tough, because, you know, we have Palace and then Newcastle, and that's it until 33 or whatever. There's a blank rate. I don't know what that. So, I mean, against the better teams, you expect that Bale won't play them, and then he'll play the extra Lamella or some piece of shit. So,
and they have Europa mixed in, which
Europa
is probably their best chance of making Champions League, and it's a competition they can realistically win. So, you know, maybe you start Bale against Zagreb. I think they have Zagreb, and then bench him versus Arsenal. Like, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, Bale's obviously not an option. I don't think we need to spend too much time on that. I mean, if you want to just do some wild punting and it's fun to get him, then do whatever you want to do. But, you know, we're not going to sit here in good conscience and recommend a premium not nailed asset. That's insane.
Not nailed. Like, you can't play more than 70
minutes.
What
are we going to recommend? Like Marcos Alonso or something?
Pulisic.
Well, he was nailed.
Yeah, he was nailed and once upon a time. But yeah, Son and Kane, still good. That's Rags a really, good. Really tough wild card decision.
Rags was playing winger.
Rags, good pick.
Good player.
I'm happy that I made that pick. I mean,
good player.
Already got me 10 in the double. Hopefully starts against Fulham. He could have a really, really huge double for me. And they have good fixtures for cleans, and they play in 29.
So Son, I mean, I'm on wild card this week, but so what do you think about Son? Yeah, I kind of forgot too.
Wait, you haven't been tinkering?
Not real. I mean, I put the team together like, let's say it's Monday, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I was playing around and I picked like pretty much most of the players. But the main question I was looking at is Son. Like, am I going to keep Son or am I going to not keep Son? Mm. That's the biggest problem, I think.
That's really hard. And Kane is in?
Kane automatic in, no question.
Okay.
Kane, Antonio up top, not a question mark there.
Antonio.
And so it's really just, it's Son. It's like, do I want to go thin? Do I want to spread it thin and go with sun? Or do I want to kind of plump it around and have some like multiple good picks or whatever and not have right. sun? It doesn't matter. I don't care about the replacements. Just is sun like a good hold here? I just don't know.
It's so fucking hard. I would say probably yes. I mean, probably.
Yeah. If I can make it work and the rest of my team's fine, then just keep them.
As long as you're not starting like fucking Smith Rowe every week or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of good cheap picks too, you know?
Yeah. The main thing is with if I do go with Sun, that like I was trying to figure out is, you know, I'd feel like it's like 60, like one of every three games, Stones, Kinsella, and Diaz all start. And yes. the other two games, two of them start. So I basically need, like, my first bench guy, like, needs to be a good player who I can be okay with coming in regardless of fixture. Like,
I agree with
mainly
that.
An attacker. So
you want your first bench guy to be pretty good. He can sometimes return. And then you just need your other guys to just play.
Yeah. So if I get Sun, then that would be a little bit of a problem. Like, I could get, like, Saka and Suchek and rotate them for my starting spot, and then the other guy would be my bench guy kind of a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Which could be okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But if I didn't have Sun, then I would have just, you know, good players.
Tangentially off that, little worried about Saka just because it seems very clear that Arsenal are prioritizing Europa as well. Like, he plays the backup 11 versus Leicester, you know. Best player gets 0 minutes. It's not great.
No, he's very young, and the Europa League's obviously more important, but the fixtures do kind of normalize, like one a week for the rest of the season almost, like now, so.
Well, one a week in the Prem, but two a week for him, if he plays every game.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, they play their B team, they fucking spank the shit out of Leicester, so that's not even really a problem, I guess. I don't know.
But I mean, whether it's
soccer or not, but you know, it's like those kind of price guys, like Neto, well, and whatever.
Raph is still cheap, right?
Yeah, Rafinha, I could do something like that, you know. Mm. Okay, so
we'll get there. Holy shit.
Yeah, we'll get there later when we talk more about my team, I think. But
we got a couple mid-price mid questions. Aaron and Liam were looking for mid-price mids to replace Harvey Barnes. Aaron said, tell me who you would pick but won't pick. So he's very much understanding the lore right there. And then Nick said, never thought I'd say this, but is Lingard a viable pick? Linny.
I mean, Lingard's... I don't think so.
I think Neto. He is, but also people don't realize that he can't play against United 2 weeks from now. So
that's a problem.
That's pretty bad for a guy that you're transferring in. But yeah, I mean, I think he's fine. Totally fine.
They have fixtures. They have very bad fixtures.
Having a blank the week after you get him, that's bad.
They just have really bad fixtures, and they just like don't score that much. I feel like Antonio's the pick there, and I feel like Lingard's... He looks good. He's been looking good on the counters and stuff, but I don't know. He's fine, I guess. I think he's not fine. He doesn't do too much for me. I like Neto. Neto is someone I've been having my eye on.
A team that like doesn't score that much and yada yada yada, you know?
Yeah, but he's like really fucking good.
I know.
And he's been shooting, and I like him as a player. I just think he's really good. And yeah, I just have a feeling with him, and you know, he's been steadily ticking along and trickling points in throughout the season, like 1 and 2 kind of thing. But you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about the team sheet with him, and he's in the middle of what they do. You know, their fixtures are tough too. I mean, they have City. Like, I guess if you need him for a start every week, he's probably not a good pick.
That's where it's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can afford to rotate him, then I feel like Neto is pretty decent.
I still think Soup also is sneaky under the radar. I mean, he's predictable. He doesn't score against good teams. He doesn't get points versus the good teams.
Yeah, which they play good teams coming up.
Yeah, they have Leeds this week, which is they're like the worst set piece team in history. So that's fucking amazing. He scored a goal versus United last time they played.
Yeah.
Some mixed pictures in there.
Jota's a name to consider. You know, he'll probably be on the bench next half of this game week after we record. So he's more punty and risky because he just might not start, and he's definitely not nailed in the first place. But he's got a lot of upside.
A lot of upside.
You know, he's only 6'6 or whatever right now. So he's definitely someone I would look at also.
Who else?
Rafinha, definitely. Yeah, talk about Rafinha.
Sure. For sure.
Their fixtures are a little bit tricky as well. They're not the best, but we know how they play, and he's got avenues too. So, you know, he's pretty reliable, I think. He's really cheap. So, yeah,
I'm scrolling through looking for more, but there's not that many.
Yeah, I still, I mean, I know Saka, we're a little bit concerned there with the minutes, but I'd still feel like he's a pretty good pop. He's like 5'2". He's pretty cheap. I think you could do worse than that.
I mean, getting a full rest is like probably huge for him. Just give him one like full week off and then, you know, back to normal. Yeah. Curtis Jones?
That's a good, I think, grouping of players. I mean, we talked about Grob a little bit. He missed the pen, which you hate to see, but yeah, he's probably a little bit. There's something wrong with them right now. Not a ton of names.
But the ones that we did name are actually good. Like, they're not punty, really.
I mean, going through the names, Lingard definitely is more of a real option when you look at the lack of other options, I think.
For sure.
By, like, default.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always a threat on the counter, Lingard.
And they're an incredible team.
And they're good.
At countering. And he's been, honestly, shooting a fucking ton.
Yeah, like, he shoots a lot. Yeah.
So he clearly has the freedom to just, you know, counter, do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's creating a lot, too. He has Antonio. He has other good players around him. I like it. I actually do like it.
Okay, Lingard. Wow. Lingard.
Yeah, Jesse.
You know, never thought we'd
reborn.
See
I've definitely had him in the past.
I just can't get through my bias, I think, with him. It's tough.
It's very difficult. There was always that tweet that was like, what month did Jesse Lingard score? And there was like one month. It was like a December or something. And every and other month score like, for like did not
a
score.
Year and a half.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. Yeah. Also, I didn't really realize until I was like looking around for this pod that there's another double this week.
Yeah, City.
Yeah, City have home United, home Southampton. Southampton have away Sheffield, away City.
Yeah.
So, nightmare for Southampton, but City guys, are you just going to cap a defender?
Yeah, so I haven't really thought about it, but
yeah,
I guess. I mean, you got to captain a City player, so.
Yeah, Rory said, what single game week captain options are we ignoring that we shouldn't be? Or do you see it as simple as a cap a City defender or Gundo? Or some people are probably on Kev, too, I guess.
People that have Kev, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, what, they have 2 days off between the games? They have the Darb, which is a fucking the most nailed-on clean sheet you could imagine.
Who the fuck starts twice? Ederson. Best captain this week.
Well,
straight up.
I mean, we'll have to see what happens. Wait, because they play tomorrow, Saturday, Wednesday, weekend, and then Champions League?
Yes. Yeah, there's no Champions League this week.
So, I mean, you know, Cancelo maybe is the maybe a guy.
It's just a crapshoot if any of them are going to start twice.
Yeah.
To me.
So based on that, would you really consider a singler?
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there aren't really any good fixtures for any of the single game week players. I mean, other than Kane.
I haven't really looked, but if that's the case, then yeah.
Spurs
Kane is a fucking great pick.
Yeah.
Antonio home leads. Not that crazy, I don't think.
Mm, yeah, I like that, actually.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. That's
either of those
decent.
Seem good to me. Kane, Son, some people probably Captain Bale, Antonio. I think I will captain those over a City defender.
Really? I mean, did two games from any of them in the doubles yet? No.
I don't think so. Right?
Not Cancelo the last played double both. Either. Cancelo played both last.
But he subbed on.
No, he started both in game week 24.
Oh, 20. God, they've had so many doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like with Cancelo, though, like today he got his rest, so maybe he'll play the next few. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
This is too. We can't have this conversation right now without the game tomorrow and the next game, so let's do this on the My Life, I think.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, we're definitely potting Thursday night because there's still so much more action. Yeah. So, anything else you want to hone in on? I mean, there was so much shit. I mean, Chelsea United was absolutely dreadful, as expected and gambled on, the nil-nil, the nailed nil-nil.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, United too, playing City this week. I feel like if you can bench Bruno and you have someone who's half decent, I think definitely do that. I'm planning on benching Bruno off my wild card like 1,000,000%.
Any returns against good
teams? No, we were talking about that a little bit in Discord today. It's just he hasn't had a return against the top four, top six, or whatever all season. And I mean, we've watched every one of those games, and they don't play to win any of those games. No. They don't even attempt, really. They were swarming a little bit in the first half.
Yeah, first half, they did some pressing and stuff, yeah.
But it didn't yield to any chance creation. It just meant that they weren't under pressure, almost, is like kind of what the point of it was to me.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, trying to go ahead, and then they were just doing weird, whatever. But they do it. It's been really consistent. They set up the same way against the top sides, playing for the nil-nil, and they haven't really like conceded the early goal. So I don't know if they did, then all of a sudden it'd be like, oh shit, like they're really going for it now.
Yeah, I think that would change things, but
But even still, then you look at the personnel with McSauce and Fredge, and they just don't have the players on the field to do anything. They can't create any chances.
This isn't the City of old. It's not like they're going to be like shooting 25 times, going up 3-0. It's like they're just going to control also. So
yeah. Yeah. So I feel like that's something. I mean, it's almost the end of the season, so good job by us for calling this now. But I mean, playing City, I mean, even to a lesser extent, looking later on, I mean, they still have Spurs and Liverpool.
City, West Ham, blank, Brighton, Spurs. Ugh.
Yeah.
That is rough. I think
West Ham's fine and Brighton's fine, I think. But Spurs, I would definitely bench him for Spurs if I could, because I think it's going to be the same thing where he looks at the league table and he's like, okay, if we can consolidate and get a point, we're already ahead.
It's reasonable.
That's what he's been doing. That's what he did. Reasonable. That's exactly what he did last game, so against Chelsea. So I think benching Bruno this week's I really like that idea, and I'm gonna do it, unless if I do a really thin thing with my team and I can't afford to, but I want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a good benching. Although that fucking Cho handball would have been cool for my Bruno cap.
Yeah, but those are the things that just you throw out. It's like
Leeds.
I mean, Leeds didn't function again. They've been doing this pretty frequently, which is why I'm a little bit more Rafinha still has the avenues, but I mean, I'm a little bit just still concerned about them, because they have these games, even the Southampton game where they scored a few, they were bad for 50 minutes. They didn't do a single thing. And then all of a sudden Southampton faded, completely fell apart.
Meltdown.
Meltdown. And then all of a sudden, bang, it's 3-0. But that game, I don't think Leeds have looked good for 2 months. I can't remember the last time where I watched a complete 90 of Leeds where I was like, oh shit, they were so good.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, they were pretty good against Palace, but that's Palace. And I don't disagree. They're consistent in their style, but they're so inconsistent in the execution. It's insane.
In the performance.
Yeah. Like sometimes it's just Bamford, you just don't even see him. He does nothing ever. And yeah, Rafinha had moments of beating three guys and whatever, but then, you know, his cross gets blocked or whatever, dribbles it out of bounds or something. It's just, I don't know. They're for the price, I still like the attackers. Yeah. You know, I still really like Bamford and Rafinha, but there's a world next year where I don't know, they're one tier up. They're all one tier up, and it's don't want to double on
Yeah, but not with Bamford when he's 7'5". He's in our team.
He's in the team. Raph.
Don't forget.
I'm not going to forget.
All right. I made Alon do a fucking pod partner pledge to me when we were watching them.
Pinky
and
swear.
They looked like shit ass. And I told him, when Bamford is 7'5 next year, do not allow me to not have him in my game week one team, no matter what I say.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I'll do that for you. That's how friendships and how bonds are forged and how they maintain the test of time. That's why me and Alana have been friends for 30 years.
Actually 30.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Getting old.
Easy. Easy 30 years.
You want to do some questions?
Sure.
Chase said, is it time to transfer in a Manchester United defender? This season they played the Big Six 7 times and accrued 5 clean sheets. City and Spurs in their next 4, plus a match versus Brighton. It's like the reverse of what we were talking about with Bruno, right? Yeah. It's like they 0-0 every fucking match against the Big Six. And Shaw's still looking really good, honestly.
Yeah, I still feel like Shaw's fine, but I still don't ever watch them and think their defense. It's the same thing. It's like their defense is, I don't know.
Shaw balances it, though, with the attacking threat, I think. Shaw like he'll trickle an assist here and there to cover when they blow
and
clean.
And he's got half the corners and shit.
Yeah, so I still like the Shaw pick.
But
for
just
sure.
Like bench Palace, start City, bench West Ham, bench Brighton,
it's
start
so
Spurs,
complicated.
Bench Burnley.
No,
bench
but that's
Leeds,
why
Shaw
is the only one is because you can start him in the other ones because maybe he'll get an attack in return. Even though like
it is so fucking enjoyable to watch how bad Wan-Bissaka is. It's not. I get so much pleasure out of watching. I've never like disliked an ex-Palace player so much, but watching him suck every game, I love it.
I don't find that I dislike or hate him. I really don't. I just find it kind of like funny. I'm just like,
I
what
hate
the hell
the
is
lack
he?
Of progress. What does he do every day with his? What does he do? What does he do in training?
We've talked about it before. He used to be a winger, which is just one of the most mind-blowing things ever. Like, imagining this, a worse version of this kid at, like, 18 being a winger. It's like, this is the worst player in the academy. Like,
he scores a goal every 25 games? Yeah, I don't know.
What? And then someone was just like, wow, you're really good at slide tackling. Maybe you could do this. I don't know. I really hope one day we get to see him in a back three or something. Because I want to see the Azpilicueta role for him. I want to see
that's the thing is the day if he's still in Manchester United and they actually hire a good manager like a Tuchel, that's where he's going to be.
I'm dying. Yeah, because no good manager plays with a fullback who can't move forward.
Play fullback. Yeah, he can't play fullback anymore.
That's what I'm dying to see because I want to see him just like be a shutdown center back. Tackle machine, etc. But I don't know. Weird guy. But Shaw, good pick. I don't know. Used to be a bad pick. Now he's a good pick.
Except for Game Week 1, he was a great pick in my team.
Yeah, he got you zero. Oh, he blanked for you?
Negative. No, I sold him. He had negative points.
Oh, well,
he?
That was after Game Week 5, I think you sold him.
He had 0 points. Yeah, he started off 1-1, -2-0, and then I sold him.
And then 5-2-7.
Yeah.
And then dropped.
Got injured.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
It worked out.
Yeah. So, I mean, Chase, I like that. Balski, at what point did Chelsea defensive assets become a good addition? Seems like potential double-up options.
They are.
Yeah, we mentioned Alonso, and I was saying, like, I'm starting to believe, and then obviously it's immediately dropped, but... Well,
that's why we're the yin and yang.
Yeah, Rudiger, still great.
Yeah,
he's still 4-6.
Yeah, Rudiger 4-6. I mean, we don't know what's going on with Tilv coming back, but I mean, Aspil also, seems to be playing at all the minutes he can handle.
He's the right-sided center back. Rudiger's the left-sided center back.
He'll just drop Bodker when Tilv is back in the middle.
I think that's for sure.
Yeah. So you look at that and you like that. You gotta like that.
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah, because like, they certainly don't know how to score goals. That's for fucking goddamn sure.
They know how to possess and not concede.
Possess, kill, concede. That's
Liverpool,
that's
Chelsea
the name of the game.
That's wild game. That's a big match. Big top four implication match.
Yeah, nil nil.
Spat probably, probably nil-nil. Like a not actually interesting nil nil. But who the
not
fuck knows?
Not a fun game.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah.
That was something that actually Neil was saying today. That was interesting about how many back threes Liverpool are playing in the middle.
I know.
Of right now.
I listened to that. It was like playing so many in a row.
I mean, he did do interesting things. They were talking about too with Trent. I mean, Trent was really like playing a little bit all over the place, and I mean, he was coming inside, and he had that one really good goal scoring chance that he fucked up. But he was doing a lot of stuff.
Liverpool they played more differently against Sheffield than like at any other point this season, in my opinion. Yeah. Like they played like a very different system and style.
Yeah, and it was Curtis. I mean, they were talking about it too. So Curtis was unleashed. Yeah,
it was
fucking
Curtis
fourth
and
attacker.
Mane was so central. Yeah, like, Rabo was left wing. Mo was right wing. Curtis was, like, actually far forward attacking mid. And then Mane and Bob were kind of, like, sharing striker, sort of.
Yeah, but even Robbo found himself on like the penalty spot sometimes because they were overloading the right so much.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden on the left, it's like, oh, okay.
Mo kind of did what we hate when Raz does it. It's just like width, chalk on the boots,
width and depth,
stretch them. Just like they have to, if they're going to double and triple Mo every time he gets the ball, let's just decoy him and like drive inside. Yeah.
He granted did have a fucking satire that he missed, which
monster
was
chance. But that's great. Just like the quality of the players. Like you can put him there and he'll still get chances, but like, he fucked it up. He's missed some. One of the guys on LR's pod, I was forget which one it is, tweeted that he's missed his last like six big chances or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Just fucking insane.
So no pens recently, huh?
Yeah. Luke said Bruno versus Obs next four. So
Obs?
Aubameyang.
I mean, do they have bad fixtures, right? Burnley,
at
Spurs,
Burnley, home Spurs, at West Ham, home Liverpool.
Well,
he does have an extra match because of 29.
Extra match,
I guess that's what he's thinking. Yeah.
I'm still concerned a little bit about Arsenal's chance creation. You know, they still don't create too much. I don't feel like that's where you're going to be getting ahead by binning Bruno and lumping on Obs. I wouldn't do that. I still feel like Bruno's a better pick.
Yeah, I like the idea of having someone who plays the extra match and stuff, but Son is that guy, not Obs.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Like Son as Palace, Arsenal, Villa, Obs, Newcastle. Though?
We haven't talked about Obs like all year since like the first month of the season. Do you think he's like a reasonable punt?
I mean, punt is the key word. I think he is kind of punty because Laka can start up top in any game like he did against Leicester. He's played 7 minutes.
He's still
minutes.
Really expensive.
Yeah, he's really, really expensive, and we don't know where he's going to play, up top or on the left, or if he's even going to play at all. He might just get rested. So, no.
He just had his rest, though.
He has been looking good. I'm saying, like, it might be the Saka thing, right? He might play 90 every Europa League and not consistently start in the Prem. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, Burnley. I mean, he has looked good. He probably should have scored versus Leicester. He had that one chance at the end. He cut in and, like, just missed the post, like, just outside the post. So he's good, but I don't know.
It's hard to fit him in. I don't like it over Bruno, even though, we just talked about how fucking badly they set up against good teams, but I don't think West Ham are that. I mean, West Ham are going to concede the possession, so I don't think that that's going to be a similar game to what we saw against Chelsea or what we're going to see against City.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're in the mind of just let me just chop and change and have some fun, and you could get in Obs for Burnley and you want to give him a pop and get rid of Bruno for the game, and maybe you spike a difference, and then maybe you go back or you keep Obs for the blank and you avoid Bruno for City blank, and then you get Bruno in for 30. You know, I like that. I'm
like the
talking
idea.
Myself into it.
It's just, I'm not sure that Obs is the guy, but I do like the idea. The thing is
already have Son, you know, you could, that's.
Yeah, I have 1.1 million value in Bruno basically at this point. Like he's gone up from 10.5 to 11.6. And it's also two transfers because you're definitely going to want to get him back because he's a fucking god in FPL. You know, starting game week 30, you're going to want to get him back immediately probably. So that's pretty expensive. It's pretty fucking expensive. Yeah,
it's expensive when you
two
when you
transfers,
talk about the
transfers and the value. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Kamye is ditching Emmy because of his rough fixtures to close out the season, overthinking it. By contrast, Pope has good fixtures for the rest of the season.
Oh, God.
Is there anything more overthinking it than transferring out your keeper, who's the fucking highest scoring person of all time? Like, that is the epitome of overthinking it.
What about when you're on wildcard and you have to pick one of the two?
But it's different with you, though, because you have your rules of, like, never change them no matter how
I'm
bad
changing
they're doing.
I can change the rule anytime I want. How could I not get Emmy? How could I keep Pope instead of Emmy when we watch Burnley do the thing?
You should get Emmy. He's obviously the best.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. He's just so obviously the best keeper in the game. It's not even fucking
so this
close.
Is this is what we're gonna track. Game week 26 to the end of the season. Who has more points? And I'm switching. Gonna switch.
Oh man, I'm scared.
You know that Pope's gonna have
I'm
more
scared.
Points.
I'm 1,000,000%. Very scared. Emmy has an extra match percent. Also. You know.
Doesn't matter. 1,000,000 fucking percent Pope's gonna get more points.
No comment. 1,000,000%. I plead the 5th.
1,000,000%.
But yeah, Emmy overthinking it. It couldn't be more overthinking being done. Like I didn't think they were gonna clean fucking Leeds. They played what, five different guys from their starting 11? It was like Elmo, Marvelous, Jacob Ramsey, fucking all the guys are out. The fucking Motley Crue is out, and he just drops 10. Easy for him.
I really don't feel like it's the right thing to do, man. I'm freaking out, man.
I'm freaking out. Well, yeah, I don't know. I think it's obviously Emmy, but you know, follow your heart.
Obviously Emmy.
Yeah. This is the equivalent of like in past seasons being like, I don't know. Like, do I go Lundy last season? Like, game week 5 or something? It's like, yes, obviously you get fucking all Lundy. Right, what are right. you talking about? You know? But, like, right. it's very also on brand and very us to be like, no, I'm going to get the other guy. Fuck you. So, I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
It's just going to be horrible. Wherever I land, it's going to be bad. It doesn't matter. All right, what else do we have going today?
That's it, questions-wise. Let's go to our teams, I guess. It's kind of weird to do our team section, but we're doing
We could talk about my wild card for a little bit, because the next pod's going to be my life, and then it's just going to be done. So.
Yeah. Where are you at right now?
So the names that I haven't really considered not having were the three City defenders that I already have: Trent, Mo, Bruno, Kane, Antonio. That's basically like the base, and then I mean Emmy and Pope I was obviously playing around with, and I mean I could even just go down to a 4-5 guy. Honestly, I don't really know. I'm not committed to goalkeeper at all, but
I mean Areola is fucking great.
Yeah, I mean they keep infinity cleans.
Yeah, he has Liverpool City, but whatever.
Yeah, and then they have a decent... Yeah, that's not too... But so, I mean, I could do something like that. But basically, I was looking at Robbo also, because you know how I feel about doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Son's there. The mid-price midfielder players are there, like the Saka, Rafinha, Neto, you know, Jota maybe, you know, those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's really about where I was. You know, I keep in mind I do have my free hit for the blank, so I don't care that much about, you know.
Yeah. No, that just shouldn't factor in at all.
Yeah. It's not factoring in at all.
There's not really a world where you don't use it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't use your free hit, so.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, it's pretty, like, kind of chalkish. Do you think that there's anything glaring or any names that you would be considering that I didn't mention just now or anything at all? Structure? I don't know.
I mean, I'm still not 100% on Trent.
I feel like the attacking threat is just so ridiculous.
It is, but, you know, they also had Adrian, Kabak, and Nat at the back, you know?
Yeah.
So
Fulham Wolves, and like, Arsenal,
and
Villa,
conceded chances Eves, to the worst team in the league.
Yeah, they did concede a couple. So you're not too keen there. Okay.
It definitely sticks out when you list it, but I think Son is definitely, yeah, like as we've been talking about all pod, one to look at. I think Rafinha is just like too cheap and good to probably ignore, honestly, at this point.
So would you want him as a rotator or as a start every week?
You probably start him every week.
Yeah.
I'd assume, yeah.
So what do you like in defense if I didn't do if I didn't go for Trent and I swerve the Liverpool?
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Because Dean, I mean, I was looking at Dean, I was looking at Konsa, I was looking at Rudiger, or even I was looking at Azpil just because I feel like he's even that much more secure than Rudiger.
But if you go Son, like, are you committed to more than three at the back? I mean, maybe you just want cheap guys, right?
I could do 3-5-2 if I want.
Yeah, I think Rudiger's great, and whether you're starting him every week or not, he's 4-6 and like on a really good defense and nailed, so that's great. I would definitely go there probably.
Is there any like flair fun midfielder that I could get?
There probably is. Yeah, I'm trying to look around. You could go back to Rash. You didn't think that was funny?
No, that was good. I thought you said Raz, and I was like, Raz. Oh, and then I was like, oh, Raz. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
I wonder if Kevin is worth considering.
I can't face my wife if I get Kevin.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't talk to her about Kevin happening.
That's fair.
I love him, though. Holy shit, I fucking love him so much. Well, it's
like, how long will he continue being the worst finisher in the league? It's not going to go forever. At some point, he's going to just start scoring goals. But it might go the rest of the season. Who knows? But it's not going to be forever.
He has three goals this year. It's insane.
I mean, people mock Timo and shit. Kev is by far the worst finisher on the season.
I could also just put this whole thing upside down and just get like Kev and Raz and just get cheap defenders again.
No, but I still like the defenders. The defenders
just shit points though.
Yeah, they really do. Maybe Cancelo's the bait of all of them. Like maybe he's the bait because he really just doesn't get many attacking returns, even though he's such a good player and passer. It's sort of like the Pereira thing we were talking about last week, where it's like,
yeah,
eye test, you're like, holy fuck, this guy's a god, but like he's more expensive and probably more rotation prone, but I don't know, they're all rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much money, and I mean him and Dia, whatever, but so you think I should look at putting Kevin in? But then I can't afford all these guys. Yeah, I mean, I can't afford Mo, Bruno, Son, Kevin, Kane. It's just insane. It's way too much.
Yeah.
Kev's a captain option, though. There's the one thing that is really nice about him. I would captain him in the double.
It seemed like he neutered Gundo a bit, too.
Yeah, fuck Gundo. Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So,
what if you went, Kev over Bruno for this short-term run?
And just swerve the next two?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kev has a double and way better fixtures.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Bruno, so I don't mind that.
Yeah, I'm just looking around.
That's interesting. I haven't played with that. I'll think I might have to indulge in that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then throw Kevin out for captain with the double.
There's also other forwards that are, like, sort of interesting. I mean, like, I think DCL is back on the radar.
I'm still not interested, honestly. Okay. The team, today was nailed the point home, I think, to me. They didn't create fucking dick.
Yeah,
and basically. He had one header that he almost scored on that, like, scrappy thing that he just missed.
Remember that one?
They were playing a team that wasn't really functioning, and they still couldn't really get a foothold in the game. And
yeah, that's
I mean, no James affected it, but I just don't, I feel like it's just they're too pragmatic, like horses for courses. Carl's just like,
they're like almost get too responsible. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think it's, I'm not too interested.
He's marriage material, but you're looking for fucking, you're still young. You want to have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think there are honestly too many names in the forward bucket that I'm interested in. I think Kane
kind of scrolled through. There's really not that many.
I think Kane and Antonio are very good options. Antonio just still looks great every pick.
Yeah, I love.
And I can get and I get Keenan back, which you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but there's cheap actual playing guys too, so maybe it's like Maja or something. But
no, Keenan, come on.
Saka is still probably worth looking at. I mean, again, his minutes. I wonder what like Nate thinks about his minutes going forward and stuff like that. But he's unbelievable. Like he's
a good player,
actually unreal. So that's a good feature of players to buy.
Kevin, Son, no Bruno. Yeah, okay. I can play around with this a little. I honestly didn't really think too much about the double next week for the captain option, but that's a big push for Kev, I think. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to try and read into like what happens with minutes this week and then, you know, the week after they've Champs League. It's like,
To me with that one is for Kev is that he has to play himself into match fitness. So I feel like they know the next only game that matters is the Champions League game. And I feel like the way the games break and the time off, that it's pretty good for him on the double because they have time off between Wolves United and then they have a couple days for Southampton. But then, you know, then they have the Saturday and then the midweek and they have a break. Then it's international break. So I feel better about captaining him than like a fucking center back, even if he only plays one. At least
he's also two more points. He's a fucking horse. Like when he's fit, he's a fucking horse. Yeah, and then also, City are most likely of any team right now in the second leg of the Champions League to go through. Like that, they don't play a competitive match. So that's also a factor. Like I'm sure Pep will still go strong for it, but like that tie is over. So that's okay. also a thing. But yeah, I'm not on Wildcard, so I haven't like looked for the gems and stuff, but I think we named some good names. I mean, I wonder if
it,
like
it could also be Kevin said a son, honestly. I don't know. I feel like it might be okay because before Burnley played, I didn't even consider keeping Son.
Yeah,
no. And remotely yeah. wasn't Form, even dude. Remotely considering it.
Form changes everything, as we know.
So I mean, maybe I should listen to that a little bit too. I don't know. I'm definitely going to be going with a cheap goalkeeper. And now that this is all happening, I can tell you that right now.
I wonder if like someone like Cresswell is someone that like we're just going to miss horribly, and like. Their next two are Leeds and United. Well, United's kind of a good fixture for clean, how they've been playing against the top teams. And then, you know, Arsenal, Wolves, Leicester with their injuries, Newcastle after that. I don't know. I'm just looking around at guys that we would 100% ignore that might be good, and he's definitely one of them.
Well, we were talking about Cresswell so much about his avenues.
Yeah.
I mean, about how his ex is, what the fuck was it? The set pieces taken that he has taken this season. The dead ball number things that were like off the charts.
Yeah. So, you know.
Cresswell.
A guy. Maybe rotatable with one of the cheap mids, you know?
He's like 6 million though. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but he's good.
This isn't helping.
That's enough wildcard probably for this pod. You have a long week ahead of you of fucking around. And there's still 7 matches this game week. It's so fucked. As far as my team, who fucking cares? We'll do it on Thursday, my life.
Okay.
There's no asses to slap.
No new. We're not going to. We never get friends after the cup announcement.
Post-cup depression is real.
Yes. Post-cup depression. This is when we need some fucking...
This is when we need Adverts. Another cup to join.
Yeah, we need another mini game cup or something.
Yeah. I'm hopefully going through, so that'll be good for me. We'll see, though.
I'm definitely not going through, so that'll
you're
be kind bad
of
for
fucked.
Me.
Yeah, you're kind of
I'm
fucked.
I'm 1,000,000% fucked. Yeah. I didn't even check my matchup.
You
I'm
need
sure
like
Mota fucking me upside down.
Against Chelsea. That would be
There's
like...
There's no way.
Yeah.
Even still, I wouldn't go through.
Well, maybe into the play-in round. That's all I'm aiming for. I'm not going to like...
Get out of here.
Yeah. Any last words?
I mean, we got a lot of games to come. So we're going to do we'll do My Life on Thursday.
Yep. And then next game week starts on Saturday.
Yeah,
lot of
so
action.
Look out for that.
Action. Check us out! At FMLFL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLFL. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLFL. Subscribe, rate, review, cheer!
Podcast Network.